Okay, Ron Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. First wide line, we're still talking about what happened when Rebbe passed away and his spade never being given. So the Gemara says now, Hahu Yoma, Siriam. So Hahu Yoma, the Ashkevasei, the Rebbe, so the day that Rebbe died, so Nafka Baskol the Amra, Baskol came out from Shemaim and said, Kol Dahavah Ba Ashkevasei the Rebbe, any person who was present when Rebbe died, Mezubin Lachu Lachay Alam Abba. So the fact that you were there when Rebbe died, so it makes a person mizum l'chalam abba. Tosfos points out the top Tosfos. What does it mean mizum l'chalam abba? Tema. Balo kol yisrael yesh shem hechel kolam abba. What do you mean? Every Jew has a hechel kolam abba. A parish harav of mayor kol hecha da amar mizum l'chalam abba. What does that mean? Hainu below din below yisurin. So it means everyone has a hechel kolam abba. A person's going to have to have to answer for themselves. A person's going to have to go through yisurin, etc. But persons with zum alachav, that means they're already ready. They don't need to go through yisurin. They need to go through din. So it's good. It's a good thing to be told. Okay. However, continues the Gemara. Hahu koves kol yoma hava as lekameh. There was a certain person who was a cleaner who used to see Rebbe every single day. Hahu yoma lo asa. Happened to be that day he didn't come. Kevin the Shama Hachi, once he heard that the Baskol had come out and said, I don't know who was there. It was Zunachal Mabah, Salik Le Igra, Venafala Aru Mace. He went to the roof and he fell and he died. So Yatsa Baskol Amra Af Hahu Koves, Mizum Lachal Mabah. And the Baskol says, okay, he's also Mizum Lachal Mabah. Okay. So Rebbe also said, Shimon Bini Chacham. Shimon, my son is a Chacham. So my comment, I said, what does that mean? So Hachi Kama, this is what he meant to say. Afa Bisha Shimon Bini Chacham, Gamliel Bini Nasi. But he wasn't saying something necessarily so great about Shimon. He was saying that even though Shimon is a Chacham, he will not be the Nasi, Gamliel will be. So Amar Levi, Tzrichla Meimar. So Levi says, you have to tell me that. Amar Shimon Bar Rebbe, Tzrichalach. Right? Tzrichalach Ulimetalascha. So he basically says stop it. He says, yes, we need it. So my kasha lay. So what was the problem? So ha kra kamar. Levi said, what do you need it for? You have a pasuk. It says that samamlacha nasan Yehoram ki hu abachor. Right. The pasuk says in Devarim that the malchus was given to Yehoram because he was the firstborn. Right. So what does that mean? You see that of course his son will take over. That's normal. Of course, every son becomes the nasi because that's what happens. Children become the nasi. The children take over for their parents. So answer the gemara, no. And what was the answer? Hahu memali makom avosav hava. Right? Rav Gamliel einim memali makom avosav hava. No, the chiddush is that, the fact that Yehoram took over was, yes, he was the oldest, but he also was right. He was appropriate to fill the spot of his father. But Rav Gamliel was otherwise seen to not be memali makom avosav. Right? He wasn't, look at Rashi. Hahu memali makom avosav hava. Right? Kolomar ein ba'achiv chashiv mimenu. Right, meaning in the case of Yehoram, he was the one who made the most sense. But when it came to Rav Gamliel, his brother actually was a greater chacham. So the chiddush was that even though Shimon was the chacham, a greater chacham, Rav Gamliel was appropriate to be the nasi. So the Gemara itself is going to ask, "Rebbe, my time of Avad Hachi." So what? So if his brother is greater than him, why did Yaki choose him? So the answer is Nehid in Malim Malkam Avosav B'Chachma B'Yiras Chait Malim Malkam Avosav Hava. So very important, huh, right? Even though maybe he wasn't quite as wise, didn't have quite as much knowledge as Yireh Shemayim, he was the same, and that was what was needed in the case of the Nasi. Okay. Chanina Bar Chama Yashav Barosh. So in the end of the day, Chanina Bar Chama was the Yosef Rosh. He was the head of the base medrash. So, Lo Kibel Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was not willing to accept in the end to be the head. Shai Rav Ephes Galdol Bimenu. So he felt that Rabbi Ephes was greater than him. And therefore, he was unwilling, even though Rabbi Chanina, what should have been the next in line, he didn't feel ready to do that because Rabbi Ephes was around. Station Mechsa Yasev Rabbi Ephes Bereisha. So for 2.5 years, Rabbi Ephes sat at the head. The Yasev Rabbi Chanina Ba'avrai, and Rabbi Chanina sat outside. So basically, Rabbi Chanina sat outside. He didn't want to sit and, you know, be seen as subordinate to Rabbi Yafis. Some like Kavod HaTorah challenge there to do that. Not personal, but general Kavod HaTorah. And Rabbi Levi, who felt bad for Rabbi Chanina and felt it was like a you know, not Kavod Rabbi Chanina, so he would sit outside Rabbi Chanina so he shouldn't feel bad. Okay. So Nach Nafshi de Rabbi Yafis. Rabbi Yafis eventually passed away. V'yas Rabbi Chanina Bereisha. Now Rabbi Chanina became the head. So now Levi no longer had someone to sit with outside, so he left. Okay, so you have to ask the question, so why didn't Levi go inside? So presumably, again, some type of challenge of Kavod HaTorah for him to then go in and sit with Rabbi Chanina. So he couldn't go in, but if he stayed outside, he wouldn't have a charusa. So he left, and he went to Bava. V'hani da'amir lei l'rav. And this is what they said to Rav. There's a different story that they said, Gavra Rabba Ikla Narda, Umitla Vidarish Kalila Shari. There's a person who came to a great rabbi who came to Narda in Babel, and he paskined that a Kalila, it says, is a Rashi says a Kalila is like a tiara or something, right? Yeah. Rashi says Kalila Shari, Latseis Baba Shabbos. That's permissible to wear a tiara on Shabbos, you know, in the Rishis Rabbim, even without an Eruv. So and Rashi explains, my time was the reason. Man darka lebevek, but Kalila, who was the person who would wear a tiara? Isha chashuva. Only Isha chashuva would wear such a thing. Isha chashuva lo shafa machva beperek. Lo shafa machva. Isha chashuva is not going to. What's the concern? Whenever you have concerns about things you wear when you go in the Rishus Rabbim, is that the concern is you might take it off and just show it to somebody. But if you're an Isha Chashuva, like the Queen of England doesn't be like, they look at my crown. Right? That's like normal for her. So she doesn't do that. So an Isha Chashuva, who's going to wear it, he wasn't concerned that she's going to take it off. That was a psak that Levi had said. So Amar, so when Rav heard that a great person had come and pask in this way, Amar, Shamamina Nach Nafshid Rabbi Yafis. Must be Rabbi Yafis passed away. What? V'yas Rabbi Chanina Bereisha, and Rabbi Chanina is now sitting Barosh. And therefore, Rabbi Levi didn't have someone to sit with, and then therefore he came here. So that's that story about knowing that he had showed up. Okay, so says the Gemara, but wait a second, how do you know? How did you know it was Levi? Or even if you knew it was Levi, how did you know that it was because Rabbi Ephes had passed away? Rabbi Chanina nach nafshe, Rabbi Ephes kid Yosef Yosef, meaning. Why don't you argue? How can you know that means that Rabbi Chanina became the Yoshev Rosh? Maybe Rabbi Chanina passed away. Right? He was this Harusa sitting outside the base medrash. Maybe he died. And maybe that's why Levi came. Right? Rabbi Avis could be Yosef Yosef. Maybe Avis was still where he was. Levi, Inish Lamesav Gabi Vikasa. Maybe that's why he had no one to sit with. And that's why he came. So Ibais Ema Levi Rabbi Ephes Mechav Chavakayf. So first of all, it could be because he knew that Levi was sitting outside because of Rabbi Chanina, but Itaka would have actually been Kofa. He would have been subordinate to Rabbi Ephes. Ibais Ema, another possibility. Kaven the Am Rabbi Chanina Barchama Yeshiv Barosh Lo Sagi De Lo Malich Dichsiv Behut Betzadikim VaTigzor Omer VaYakam Lach, because he knew that Rabbi had said Chanina Bar Chama at some point would be Yoshev Rosh. So if Rabbi had said it, it must be it happened, right? Because when tzaddikim say things, they happen. Okay. We have that multiple places, like in Tanakh, right? Where tzaddikim say things, you know, and they end up like Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan, if you find whoever you find the truffin with, he's going to die, and it turns out it's Rachel, and she ends up dying. There's stories like that about tzaddikim say things, and Akash Baruch Hu goes there. Okay. V'ha-hava Rabbi Chiya. So says the Gemara. So now the Gemara kind of goes back to our initial question. Like, why didn't Rabbi initially say that he should become the Nasi? So Rabbi Chiya was there. So Rashi says, Rashi is V'ha-hava Rabbi Chiya V'limnai Rabbi Rosh Hashiva. Should have made him Rosh Hashiva. So why didn't, if this whole story about Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Ephes, etc., so why did Itaka not make Rabbi Chiya the Rosh Hashiva? So answer the Gemara, Nach Nafshe, because Rabbi Chiya passed away. Gemara says, V'am Rabbi Chiya, Ani Ra'isi Kivro Sharebi, V'aradati I loved the most. But we have a story, Rabbi Chiya says, I saw the kever of Rebbe, and I cried over it. And so how could it be that Rabbi Yechiel had passed away when Rabbi was about to die? And it's the Gemara, Epach, no, flip the story. Rabbi was the one who said, I was at the kever of Rabbi Yechiel, and I cried on it. Okay. V'am Rabbi Yechiel, Osra Yom Shemes Rabbi Badla Kedusha. I thought Rabbi Yechiel was the one who said that the day that Rabbi died, Kedusha was gone from the world. Epach, no, the opposite. Say Rabbi Yechiel, Rabbi said that about Rabbi Yechiel. V'atanya, what about the following story? Kishachal Rabbi, when Rabbi got sick, Nichnas Rabbi Chia Etzla. Rabbi Chia went in to see him. Umatzo shehu bochen. He saw he was crying. And Amala Rabbi. So he says to Rabbi, "Mnei ma'ata bocha? Why are you crying?" V'atana. We have a brayse that says the following: Meis mitocha schok simen yafalo. If a person dies out of, laughing or positivity, so then that's a good thing for them. Mitocha bechi simen rala. But a person who cries out of dies, while crying, that's a bad simen for them. Pan of Lamala, Simen Yafalo. Pan of Lamata, Simen Ralo. Facing up, that's good. Facing down, that's bad. Pan of Klape Ha'am, Simen Yafalo. Facing the people, that's good. Klape Ha'kota, facing the wall, that's Simen Ralo. Pan of Yerukin, Simen Ralo. Faces greenish, that's not good. Pan of Tehuvin Vadomin, Simen Yafalo. But yellowish or reddish, that's better. Mace Be'erv Shabbos, Simen Yafalo. Rashi says, Be'erv Shabbos, why? Erev Shabbos Simen Yafesh She Yichnas LeMenucha Miyad, right? Because you can go right in because on Shabbos those who pass away have a break from whatever happens the din cheshbon of Gehenna during the week. So if you die on Erev Shabbos, it's Simen Yafesh. But Motzei Shabbos Simen Ralo for the same reason, right? The opposite reason. Motzei Shabbos because you're going to go right into the din. Meis Be'erev Yom Kippurim Simen Ralo. A person dies on Erev Yom Kippur, that's a Simen Ra. But Motzei Yom Kippurim, Simen Yafalo. Why Motzei Yom Kippur, Simen Yafalo? Rashi says, Nimchlu Avonosav, V'Simen Yafalo. Now he just got Mechilas Avonos and then dies. That's a beautiful way to pass away. Meis Nichol Meyayim, Simen Yafalo. A person dies from some type of intestinal problem. That's a good thing. Why? Because most tzaddikim, they die with such an illness. Fine. But the bottom line is, he had said, Rabbi Chia said to Rabbi, why are you crying? It's clearly a bad idea to die through tears from crying. So Amalei, ana atora umitzvos kabachina. I'm crying because the Torah mitzvah that I'm going to lose. That's why. Okay. So, but the problem is, Rabbi Chia is talking to Rabbi. We just said before, mentioned already that Rabbi had died, Rabbi Chia had died first. So Ibai's Ema Epach. First of all, maybe the whole story is again the opposite. Maybe Rabbi Chia was sick and Rabbi came to visit him. Maybe that's the story. Ibai's Ema, or maybe Lola Lotepach. Maybe don't flip it around. And Rabbi Chia asked the mitzvahs of him. So maybe it was because Rabbi Chia was a person who was constantly involved in mitzvahs. We're gonna see the explanation of what that means exactly in a moment. The Rabbi Savar Lo Afkare. And Rabbi said, Rashi says, lo afkare, lo avtalei b'mitzvos. I'm not going to stop him. He's a person who's very involved in mitzvos, and he's to make him now like an administrator, right, is going to be a bad idea. So he felt that it wasn't worthwhile to Rabbi Chia. Was certainly great enough to be the Rosh Hashiva, but to turn him into Rosh Hashiva when he was a person who was involved in the world and helping people, etc. So it wasn't going to go, and maybe that's the reason why he didn't choose him, not because Rabbi Chia had already passed away. V'ha'inu d'chi havim minsnu Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chia, Amalei Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chia, behadi didi minsis. Right? That when Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chia were minsnu, how did they translate the word minsnu?
They were disputing a certain.
Right, they were fighting. Oh, yeah. They were having machlokes. So Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Chia, behadi didi minsis, you're going to fight with me? He says, if Chalila, Klal Yisrael would forget the Torah, I could bring it all back from my analysis. I'd be able to, from my people, I'd be able to bring the Torah back to Klal Yisrael. I'd remember all of it just through people. So Amalei Rabbi Chia, ana avdi delo mishtakcha Torah Mitzvah. And Rabbi Chia said back, I do things. Right? You're from your people, you bring it back. If it was lost, I do things that will make the Torah not be lost. How's that? Daisina kisna vishadaina. I bring kisna. I bring
flax seed.
Thank you. Vishadaina, and I plant it. Gadlna nishbe vitzaidna tavya umachilna bisra liyasme. So I take flax seed and I make nets out of it, and then I hunt deer, right? And I feed the meat to Yisomim, to orphans. Varichna migilsa mimashche detavia. Right, and Rashi says Arichna Megilsa. Rashi says it's Tzai Natavia. It's Tzviim. Right, that's a deer. Varichna Megilsa Mitaken Ani Klofim. I make parchment. Right, what does he do? Mimishche Natavia from the skins of the deer. Visalikna Lamasla Delesne Mikre the Dadakin. I bring it to a place where it doesn't have teachers of children. Because Chamisha Chumsha La Chamisha Yenuka, and I teach the five books of the Torah to five children. Umasnina Shisa Sidre Vishisa Yenuke, and I teach the six orders of the Mishnah to six different children. Lachochad Vachad Amele Asni Sidrecha Lachavrach. So I teach each one. It's very efficient, right? So he teaches one book of the Torah to each child and says, teach the others. And he teaches the five, the six orders of the Mishnah, one to each child and says, teach your friends. Right? But the point is that he does so many things, such an involvement in mitzvos, and not just that he teaches, right? But he like writes the klaf, catches the animal, like every piece of the mitzvah to make sure that he's going to be able to help Klal Yisrael in such a special way. Behind the Amar Rebbe, Kama Gedolim Maisa Chia. And that's what Rebbe said. Wow, the actions of Chia are incredible. Okay. So Amalei, Rav Shimon Rebbe, Afila Mimcha. So Rav Shimon said, even his Maisim are greater than you. So Amalei in, he said, yeah, greater than me. Amalei, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi, Afila Mi Abba. So he said, even more than your father, than my father, Rebbe Yossi. So Amalei, Chas Shalom. Don't say such a thing. That's not true. Rashi says, don't understand anything like that ever. Right? No, that you can't say. Fine. But the point is, Rabbi Chiya was involved in extraordinary Maisim Tovim. So Amalehen, Lebni Katan Ani Tzarech. So now we're going back to the stories of Rabbi when he's about to die. So he's about to die and he says, I need my youngest son to come. So Nichlas Rabbi Shimon Etzla. So Rabbi Shimon, his youngest, came to him. Masala Sidre Chachma. So he gave him, whatever Sidre Chachma are, that's what he gave to him. Something to do with being a Chachma. Amalahan Libni Gadol Anitzarach. And now he said, I need my older son. Nichnas Rabbi Gamliel. That's also when Gamliel came in. Masala Sidre Nisius. And he gave him the Seder of being a Nasi, what it means to be a leader. So Amalahu Bini Nahog Nisiuscha Biramim. Zrok Mara Bitamidim. So he said to Gamliel, make sure that when you lead strong, and you strike fear in the Talmidim. So Gemara says, "Ini, really? You're supposed to do a Rash says, Zok Mara, Ema, fear. I should say, Mascha Aleihem, they should be afraid of you. Okay. So Gemara says, really, you should be afraid of him? Vaksiv, Ves Yirei Hashem Yechabed. Right? I thought, you know, you're supposed to give honor to your Hashem, not strike fear in their hearts. You're supposed to give honor to the people who are Talmid Chachamim. You should make them feel, you should give honor to them. V'amramar, Ze Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda. This was Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda. Kishaya roa Talmid Chacham, when you see a Talmid Chacham, Haya omed mikiso, mechavko, umenashko. V'korilo, Rebbe, Mari. This was the Melech, right? When the king would see a Talmid Chacham, he would get out of his chair and he'd run over and give a hug and a kiss to Talmid Chachamim and say, Rebbe, Mari, he would give extraordinary kavod, even though he himself was the king. So why is Rebbe telling Rebbe Gamliel, when you're the Nasi, now you're going to all of a sudden make all Talmid Chachamim afraid of you? So answers the Gemara, Lokasha, Habitzina, Habfarhesia, depends when. Meaning, quietly, in when it was just him and the king, it was just him and Talmid Chachamim, the king and Talmid Chachamim, so yeah, he would do that. But if he was out in public, so that wouldn't be something that he would do. Rashi says, yeah, he would have that kavod for them, you know, privately. But for Hesia, right? Not going to look appropriate for the Nasi to be running around and giving kavod to everybody else. It's not, that doesn't look good for him. Okay. So Tanya Rebbe Muto Betzipori Umakom Muchalal Beisha'arim. So Rebbe was, when he was about to die, he was in Tzipori, but the place where he was going to end up, he could be buried, would be in a place called Beisha'arim. V'atanya. So Gemara says, really? Tzedek Tirdof. Halach Aber Rebbe LeBeisha'arim. I thought the Brisa says that there's a drasha made in the pasuk, Tzedek Tirdof, you should run after Tzedek, is what? What does it mean? It means go to Rebbe, who was in Beis Sha'arim. So you just told me that Rebbe's in Sipori. So he's being buried in Beit Shearim. But if you're going to visit him, you would visit him where he was, not where he was going to be buried. So and think about, no, Rebbe Beit Shearim. No, he did. He thought I lived in Beit Shearim. Ella Kevan the Chalash. I mean, Kevan the Chalash. Since he got sick, I'm with you the Tzipori, right? The Medaya Ubesim Avir. They brought him there because that was a place that was had better weather, and it had it was more of a healthy place to go, and that's why Rebbe went to Tzipori. But really, it's true, he did really live in Beit Shearim. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up with Daf Kuf Dalet next week.